ringing.
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
Oh, good. Are you ready for me to ask you a few questions?
Why, certainly, yeah.
Okay. Maybe for the record, we're taping it, too.
Oh.
And so that John can have a clear copy in case he can put it live on the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Bill Lassell, live in Vancouver, B.C. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
How's the weather over there?
Well, right now it's quite fair. You know, considering we had snow just last week, it's unbelievably mild now.
Wonderful. It's
yeah.
Not too bad here. I wanted to ask you, first of all, how old were you when you first started playing music?
Well, basically, I started teaching myself piano when I was around 8 years old, when I first discovered the great rhythm and blues style of Fats Domino.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, later on, it was, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis encouraged me even more, so the piano was my first instrument.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What years were you in California?
I was there, living there, from 74 to 82. I mean, sorry, 92, 18 years.
Oh, that's a good span.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me some of the favorite clubs you played in California?
Definitely, the Palomino was one of them in North Hollywood. And, of course, the old Trancas in Malibu, the Gaslight in Santa Monica, what used to be known as the Crown and Anchor on the Santa Monica Pier. And a place called Club El Rancho in San Bernardino.
Oh, I remember the Club El Rancho.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, there was another place in Hollywood that I've been trying to think of the name of, and it was the Red something or other. Does that ring a bell? Red Velvet. Was it maybe the Red Velvet?
Was that Sunset Boulevard or Hollywood Boulevard?
Oh, well, it was probably one or the other. I
do recall something like that. I did play a club in Hollywood in the late 70s. It was called $2 Bills off of a Franklin and Bronson.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, I recognize most of these except for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, what's the funnest gig you ever did?
Good question. But one of them was, this was in the late 70s, I was opening for Jerry Lee Lewis at the Palomino. It was November of 78.
Wow.
And I had my own band.
Uh-huh.
We were called the Thundertones at that time. But anyhow, somebody talked me to doing a whole lot of shaking. I said, no, I can't do that. That's Jerry Lee's signature song.
Uh-huh.
So I went ahead and did it anyway. My old friend Jack Joaquin Cochran, you know, a rockabilly veteran, who passed away a few years ago. Anyway, he set it up. And so when I was putting my all into it, and when it came time for me to play my piano solo, I stood up, and they took the piano stool away. And so I was putting my all into it. Here's all this cheering, and I look up, and here's Jerry Lee himself leaning on the piano.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he just looked at me with a big wide grin, you know, puffing on a big cigar, saying, "You damn show off."
That's great. That is great. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's the longest time you were ever on the road at one stretch?
At one stretch?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say it was probably around 12 weeks or longer, about 14 weeks I think it was. You know, playing through the prairies, through Alberta and Saskatchewan, and then, you know, back to northern BC and the Yukon Territory.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the wintertime.
Oh, boy.
Which made it seem even longer, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been on sometimes buses for that length of time. Uh-huh. What is your best road story?
My best road story.
Mm-hmm.
let's see. Let me think here. Oh, I remember a time we were doing a show in Reno, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And it was at Harrah's. So anyhow, we were the opening act for Buck Owens.
Oh, neat.
And I've always been a fan of his, but for some reason he was just being a prick that night. And he tried to cut our show in half, you know, because he had all this other material he wanted to do with a showcase his new album. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But But to make a long story short, he pulled a plug on us.
Ooh.
And so my piano player, Jack Lynch, went to his car, took out a jack iron, and then smashed the windows on his tour bus.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
Then peed on his tires.
Okay. All righty. Who are some of the favorite people you've worked with?
Well, you are one of them.
Oh, thank you.
And Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, Ray Campy, the late Jack Joaquin Cochran, a rockabilly singer who recorded for Sun Records at one time, Warren Smith. He was a very talented man, and he never got the recognition he deserved.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. That's true.
Hank Ballard, one of my very favorite rhythm and blues singers of all time.
Oh yeah, he's great.
He most certainly is.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's still with us. I understand he's been kind of ill lately.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything either way yet.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope so. Who do you feel? Well, I think you've already told me that, but this question was in here. Who do you feel had an early music influence on you? I believe you said Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, of course. You know, and you know, even before that, Fats Domino and Little Richard. And then, you know, Elvis Presley really made a big impact on me. And like I said, it definitely later on, more so Jerry Lee Lewis and Conway Twitty in the beginning of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could beat the way he sang ballads.
No, that's true.
And, you know, of course, Ronnie Hawkins, you know, he was from Fayetteville, Arkansas, but he ended up in southern Ontario. In the first he was in Hamilton, then he performed exclusively in the Toronto area. So I accredit Ronnie Hawkins as a man who brought rock and roll to Canada. And one time Ronnie and Conway had the same agent.
Oh, I see. That makes sense now.
Yeah, because actually Conway Twitty, he played at the Flamingo Lounge in Hamilton, Ontario. And that's where he wrote the song "It's Only Make Believe."
Yeah, that was
so he told his agent, Dallas Harms, about, you know, Ronnie Hawkins playing down in the Arkansas area and around Oklahoma and Tennessee. Anyway, Ronnie was brought up here. And he had a bigger impact because he was definitely more rock and roll than Conway was. He was closer to straight-ahead country.
Yeah.
He was only marginally rock and roll, where Ronnie was, he played another style of rockabilly that was closer to rhythm and blues. He's full on rock and roll.
Yeah, that's great. What do you feel was your best recording? Your first recording, was that not the devil with the, you know?
Oh, the Green-Eyed Devil?
The Green-Eyed Devil. That was not
a red Cadillac. That was much later.
That was much later.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your first?
My very first was called Cheryl Ann, and the flip side was called I'd Like to Get to Know You.
Sure.
On Kid Records.
And?
63.
And I'd Like to Get to Know You.
And it's almost impossible to find out. I can't even find it anywhere. I might have a few 45s of that, you know, stashed away somewhere.
You know, we have a new forum page on our website where we're going to be posting questions and answers and looking for lost people and, you know, like musician friends and things like that. But it might not hurt to put that word out there. You know, you can check out the website and put that word out there that you're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
You might get an answer.
You never can tell. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I could find a contact through the internet, like in Europe for sure. Who might know where I could find a copy of that record, or maybe it's been compiled on a CD somewhere.
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheryl Ann was on Kit Records. Is that KITT?
Just KIT, period.
Okay.
Short for Kitsilano, which is an area of Vancouver.
Okay. Where have you just played recently?
My last gig was at a place called the Esquimalt Inn here in Victoria.
How do you spell that?
That's Esquimalt.
Quimalt?
Yeah.
L-T. Inn.
In Victoria.
In Victoria.
And then before that, just up and down the island and the mainland of British Columbia, like in Vancouver. I've been to Calgary, Alberta recently, and other surrounding areas like Hinton and Red Deer.
You've been busy. That's good.
Fairly, yeah.
Yeah, good. Where will you be playing next, Bill?
Okay, my next gig, I do believe, is in Vancouver, and not this weekend, but the following one.
Mm-hmm.
A place called the Railway Club.
The Railway?
Yeah.
Railway Club. Railway Club. And any word on that new project that you'd been telling me about a while back?
Yes, it looks like it's pretty well confirmed. A legendary rock and roll DJ, Red Robinson, who was the very first Canadian DJ to play rock and roll on the air.
Mm-hmm.
He's collaborating with two other pioneer renowned DJs, Wink Martindale and Jerry Naylor.
Oh, great.
And they're putting together a documentary film all about rockabilly music.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be included on this.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, and it's all, and the project has been approved by the Showtime Network, I believe it is.
Oh, great. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Bill, this wraps it up for right now, and we're going to see how much we have on tape here,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be back in touch with you when I get back to California.
Sounds good. In fact, I may be in California myself, probably within a couple of months.
Well, good. You have to give me a call.
I certainly will, and let's play a show together.
We will. Thank
you, Rosie. Great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And say hello to all the folks we know.
I will. I certainly will.
Okay, take care, sweetheart. You keep rocking.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Later on. Bye.